BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Trial Before Jews.
Guards took Jesus from the Garden of Gethsemane and led him to the home of the former high priest. Peter followed at a distance. Once there, he sat by a charcoal fire in the middle of the courtyard. A servant girl looked at him and said, "Aren't you one of his disciples?"
No, I'm not."
He then moved to a different part of the courtyard. The old priest questioned Jesus concerning his teaching. Jesus said, "I have taught openly in the synagogue and in the temple. These are places where all the Jews gather together. I haven't preached anything in secret. So why are you asking me these questions? Talk to those who listen to what I said. They will gladly tell you exactly what I taught." One of the guards slapped him. "You're to be respectful when you talk to this man of God." Jesus turned to him. "Why did you hit someone who spoke the truth?" They then took Jesus to a balcony that overlooked the courtyard so he could stand before the high priest. Several people testified against him, but they couldn't agree about what he said. Others were called to clear up the confusion, but simply made it worse. Finally, in frustration, the high priest said, "Tell me plainly, are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" "Yes, I am, but listen to what I say. There will come a time when you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of God and coming on the clouds of heaven." The priest was shocked and ripped his clothes. He shouted, "We don't need anything else. You heard him. He blasphemes God." Everyone yelled, "Kill him!" They beat him and spit on him. Peter was watching this from the courtyard. One of the men looked at him and said, "Here's one of them. He was with Jesus." Peter saw everyone looking at him. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know him." About an hour later, a man spoke up. "I saw you in the garden. You're one of them." Turning to the others, he said, "Listen to his speech. He's from Galilee." With that, Peter started to swear. Then he said, "Leave me alone. I told you, I don't know this man." As soon as those words left his mouth, a rooster crowed. Peter looked up and saw Jesus looking at him. He remembered the words, "You'll deny me 3 times before the rooster crows in the morning." He left the courtyard and cried bitterly. The men who were holding Jesus started laughing at him and beating him. At one point, they put a blindfold on him. They once again hit him. Laughing, they said, "Give us a prophecy. Who hit you?" They continued to mock him in many different ways. When the sun came up, the Jewish court was brought together, and Jesus was condemned to die. They then took him to the Romans for execution. When Judas saw all that had happened, he went to the religious leaders. "I've sinned. I've betrayed an innocent man." They laughed. "Why should we care? You deal with it." Judas then threw the silver coins on the floor and left. He found a tree and hung himself.
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.